Pastor Dixie Pebworth may connect to people with addiction problems, people who've landed in prison because of those problems, largely because he's been there, literally. In the mid-80s,
I was peddling drugs and destroying people's lives. And during that time, I had accumulated about a $500 a day cocaine habit mixed with methamphetamine.
Well, he got arrested, charged, and convicted on three serious felonies. The judge, who could have given him concurrent sentences, decided to go consecutive, 80 years in all.
I had an appeal working in the appeals court. And I tell people all the time that God loved me so much, he rewrote the law in the state of Oklahoma to set me free. It's Pebworth versus State. The Court of Criminal Appeals ruled on my case and dismissed and vacated the 40-year sentence. And because of that, it set me free.
He credits his conversion to Christianity for turning around his life. Says his prayers were answered when he got out, but before long, he was back in, this time with a mission. To minister to those with drug and alcohol problems. And soon he was working back outside the prison walls with those who'd been released.
In 2001, I had a spiritual father of mine that gave me a set of keys to a building he had downtown and said, here, start your program. And the only thing I require is you minister to women and women with children because they have the hardest time finding a safe place to go.
Wings of Freedom was born. And grew.
And then in March of 2003, I had a gentleman give me a set of keys to his house. It was a three-bedroom house with two baths. He said, I see what you're doing with the women. Here, start the men's program, and whenever the money comes in, pay me rent.
And then it grew some more.
Over the years, we've accumulated about 100 apartments that we've utilized for over the years. And then recently, we have a new project that's getting ready to happen.
He's bought an entire motel and restaurant, the former Saratoga Motel and Restaurant, on East 11th. He plans to gut and remodel all the rooms.
Our goal is to remodel them, turn them into efficiencies to where we're able to help people come right off the streets and be able to afford it.
He'll rebuild the restaurant too, which will hopefully house a culinary school. He'd like to add another couple businesses, maybe a laundromat or a salon. It's job training. And right now, he says, more people than ever are struggling with addiction.
Russell, they are feeling a whole lot of pressure. And I'm aware of that. You know, some people would say, I can't believe you bought a motel in the middle of a pandemic. And all I know is that that's what God told me to do. And that's where I'm at. There's going to be a lot more hurting people out there. There's going to be a lot more broken people out there. And they're going to need a place to go.
The website, if you're interested, is wingsoffreedomok.com. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.